Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I swear to God, the Bueno donut didn't even touch the side.
You gave the universe the chance to not let you have those. Yeah. And it chose to let you have them
exactly.
Cheap.
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever had a takeaway with the family, despite having a secret Burger King for lunch, then this is the podcast you need. I'm Katie, and with me are my fellow dieters, Jo.
Hi.
And Victoria.
Hello.
Let's start with our first update, and it's from Jo.
A lot of you, after last week, have been sending me videos of my new slogan, which is, I'm not hungry.
I'm just thirsty.
Unfortunately, it feels to me like you're all just getting pissed instead of eating, which is not what the slogan was meant for. Secondly, I was watching a show about giving up sugar, a diet show, and it was telling you about all the crap that happens inside your body every time you eat sugar. And I thought, you know what, I could give up sugar. And so decided that in May, I'm going to give up sugar. Now, can I just clarify a few of the rules? Because a lot of you think that I'm going to be giving up fruit because that contains natural sugars. So what I'm actually giving up in May is all the sugary treats, all the chocolate, cake, biscuits. No sugary shit in May. Make a sticker.
Another great new slogan.
But why? Why would you do this to yourself?
I need to feel better. I need my body to be working better. I need to be feeling slimmer in my clothes.
You love a challenge. You love setting a challenge, but never following it through.
Well, what date are we recording this on?
The 5th of May.
5 days without sugar.
Right, I've done 5 days without sugar. We did it on an old radio show that I used to work on. And it's surprising what contains sugar. OXO cubes have sugar in.
I've not had those. I have had Tesco Best gravy granules.
We'll have sugar in.
Sure.
Milk has sugar in everything, isn't it?
Milk has sugar in. My boyfriend, because I was spouting this off to him as well, and he said, oh, well, you want full fat milk then? Because full fat milk has got less sugar in than semi-skimmed milk. Who knew?
But that goes against Slimming World plan, though, because it's full fat.
Yeah, don't worry. I don't have that shit. I'm not a child. Like he is. So let's clarify the rules. I'm just cutting out the sugary snacks. I can't cut out fruit, for example.
No.
I'm not cutting out the stuff that's actually good for me, which is the natural sugars. So many of you, when I said I'd had a banana, went, oh, it's got sugar in. Why are you having a banana? It's like, fuck off. I'm just not having a Twix. I'm not having a Kit Kat. I'm not having a Twirl.
I thought we weren't having bananas anyway. I thought bananas were off.
They're back on now.
Oh, they're back on for
back
this diet.
On, right. Oh, I they're can't back. Keep up.
Bananas are back on. All the fruit in the world, guys, keep eating it.
So you're allowed natural sugar.
Not allowed. I'm just not having sugary shit. So I'm not having any sugared drinks. I'm not having any chocolate. I'm not having any biscuits. And I'm not having any cake.
Right.
Crisps. All the shit. Is sugar in crisps?
I've had crisps. I say crisps. Tomato snaps.
Which have sugar in.
Yeah.
Tomato snaps have got sugar in.
But I'm not giving up sugar because I'm not giving up milk and I'm not giving up.
But you said no sugar in May.
No sugary shit.
I would say sugary shit is in crisps.
I'm not having like chocolate, cake, biscuits, all the snacks.
Okay.
With sugar in.
No, it's not sugar really you're giving up. You're just giving up snacks.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm giving up snacks.
Sugary snacks, sweet
whatever.
Snacks.
Whatever you want to phrase it, I'm doing better than you two fuckers. So,
well, I never agreed to this.
No, you didn't. But I'll tell you who did agree to it, let's turn to her now, is Katie.
Right, can I just say, when you text this on Friday night, I was already practicing the, I'm not hungry, I'm just thirsty.
Yeah.
And I was 2 glasses into a bottle of wine.
Sugar.
So I was more likely to agree to it. Then I realised that the 1st of May was
Saturday.
The Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, come on. And then I was like, in town, I'd not had any breakfast so far. I thought I could do this. There's a baker's in my town called Stacey's, and I've discovered the most incredible. I thought that a caramel custard donut was the best thing you could
buy. And it is the best.
No, Joe.
Oh, my God.
No, Joe.
Don't.
I will give
not
you
having it in May.
The Polish.
No, not in May.
Rhubarb and custard donut, which is the size of my head. Oh, fuck, that's delicious.
It did look amazing.
So, I just want to say this. So, Katie, you said that you'd agree to it because you'd had a few drinks. I also had a few drinks, but I straight up said no.
Yeah, no. Me laugh, Victoria, you were a hard no within a millisecond.
Well,
of the suggestion.
I voted on that because obviously I'd had a few drinks, so I wasn't really paying attention. So when the story came up, I thought you were saying just you personally, Joe. And I'm like, yes, oh my God, vote yes. Not knowing that it was a collective thing, swiftly realised, and I had just booked to go to Turtle Bay. Bottomless brunch in a couple of weeks. So yeah, I'm definitely not doing this. No
one in all in, I thought it was on this podcast. One
no,
in all in.
Absolutely not
on this. Here's a question. So on our bonus podcast, Extra Portions, we play a game called Take the Biscuit.
Oh shit, yeah.
So if I lose that today, my compromise is a rich tea finger. Because it's like the least of the
sugar. You can't get sugar-free biscuits.
Okay, yeah. Well, but these I've had in since I was going for an operation, and it's all I was allowed to eat.
The best.
You'll notice I've not actually opened them because who
what
wants a rich tea?
It's like the lemonade for the fake Pimm's all over.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah. So that's my compromise. Okay. But when we do our Zoom party,
oh my God,
what's my compromise for alcohol?
You've got to have alcohol.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But I'm not really having the sugary shit. And alcohol, I would say, is part of sugary shit.
Just drink neat alcohol. So white
spirits. Yeah, just have a shot. Yeah, just have a few white shots of it.
I could do Sambuca.
That's got sugar in.
Okay, gosh. I can't do that then. So I might just have a cup of tea.
No. If I have to drink on that night and I've got my COVID jab the day before, you've got to drink on that as well.
Well, I don't know. If anybody urgently, because it's tonight, if anybody can urgently give me an alcohol substitute that really doesn't feel like a cocktail full of sugar, then do let me know. But yeah, that's my current plan. Cut out all that sugary shit and no snacks. I think you could drop a stone just doing that.
I'm sure that
this
is,
time next week, I can guarantee you'll be back eating sugar again.
Do you think I will?
Yeah.
No, I've not missed the biscuits and the chocolate at all.
No, for me, if you've got through a bank holiday weekend and not eaten any sugary shit,
yeah, and we had my boyfriend's son.
Well,
so there were sweets as Haribo.
Maybe not then.
You're already there. You can get sugar-free Haribo.
Didn't even look. Because he's not following that same plan that I am, funnily enough.
Let's move on to our excuse of the week. Chloe Sunnox has sent this one in. She says, one woman in group gained for the first time ever, and she got off the scales furiously and said loudly, I told my husband I shouldn't have swallowed last night.
Oh my God.
Wow. I have never wanted to burst out laughing so hard, but she was so angry. I think she may have twatted
me. Oh my gosh.
Like, you'd say that while getting off the scales. Oh my God. Wow. It's amazing. I mean,
20 calories in a mouthful. Sorry.
Oh, stop it.
Not enough to put those £3 on, darling.
A reminder that if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page. For £3 a month, you get up to 4 bonus episodes and access to our Zoom parties, which will be on the first Thursday of each month, and £100 will be won every single time. Our next party is tonight, the 6th of May. So immediately check your booze supplies and we will see you at 7 p.m. Search for us on the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Before we move on to our next update, let's get some of the messages you've sent us at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. And you can also join the Secret World of Slimming Club's community group on Facebook so you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
Brooke Bush says, sat watching a film this evening, the desire to snack started to creep in. I thought about the lack of options due to the house being empty, due to shopping tomorrow. And then out of nowhere, I blurted out to my husband, I'm probably not hungry. I'm just thirsty. And then I burst into laughter because Joe's clearly got into my head without me even knowing it. Is Joe a hypnotist? Turns out I was hungry, in fact, and had a bowl of cereal and two cream crackers with cheese. The thought was there, though, Brooke. The thought was there.
Lizzie Legg says, in order to get the best deal on Fitbit, I signed up to Diabetes UK 1 million step challenge as they had a 25% off code for participants. Given the fact that I currently do about 100 steps a day, I'm now signing up to a 6-week fitness program which costs more than the difference of the discount.
Oh my God.
So that I can get fitter before doing the bloody step challenge from July. I now feel obliged to take part.
No one would know if you didn't take part.
No.
No one would
no,
know.
No, absolutely not. We won't tell anyone.
There was one time you had to pay to join a race and it was like a 10K. And I'd paid my deposit to go and do this 10K, which I've never even run a 2K in my life. And I was just happy to lose the deposit in the end.
Yeah.
Like, I just wrote it off as a bad investment. Guys.
They must count on so many people doing that as
Definitely.
Of course Definitely. They bloody do. Elaine Cairn says, oh, sweet Jesus. I went back to class last night and home scales definitely do not count.
Oh, no.
A mammoth gain of £13.
Listen to that.
What the fuck?
£13 God. Difference in scales from home and swimming world or class, whichever class
swimming world runs are wrong.
Becoming Mrs. Lucas says, I've been listening to old episodes and in the space of 3 days I've contemplated slim fast again, going vegan because the other half started last week, and rejoining swimming world.
What a roller coaster.
I wonder if she's got to fast 800 again yet or whatever. Else.
Genuinely, there's so many people who I don't know what's happened over the last month who've started again and started binge listening and are trying all the diets we failed at, even though they know the outcome because it's the second time they've listened. They're just trying it all again.
Or there's people that find the podcast for the first time. You can look on our social media and still see that we're all still fat. So it's, you know, we're not
That's so
the
many
gurus of slimming clubs that you believe we are.
I love the ones who are like, oh, no spoiler, please, but has anybody, like, got to target weight yet? Like,
I always answer them. I always answer them and say, oh, you won't be disappointed, guys. Yeah. Don't worry.
Lisa Law says, I'm currently counting down to August when I go off to live in China for 3 years.
Wow.
So awesome. I bought myself a ton of new clothes, all one size small. Smaller than I currently am, so I have to lose at least £10 between now and then.
Wow. That's brave.
Wow, how exciting.
That's a whole wardrobe a size smaller.
Do you think it's so she can take more when she's packing?
Yeah, maybe. But that's brave though, because we know how long it takes to lose a dress size.
How long do you have until you can return them and get the next size
Exactly. Yeah.
And Chloe Baxter says, for fuck's sake, who recommended the Too Good To Go app, Victoria? How am I supposed to eat all of this for a bargain £3.50? And she sent us a picture. 3 baguettes, 2 ice buns, 1 Belgian bun and 9 jam donuts.
God,
I'm assuming that's a Greg.
I'm so sorry, but I'm not sorry at the same time because I'm still making my way through that fucking rocky road and I should never have bought it.
Every time I see a picture of you eating a piece, it amazes me going, bloody hell, that's big. Every time.
Well, I know. That had 15 bloody pieces in it. But I think I'm finally at the end now. My freezer's finally getting empty of it. So we're getting there.
Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive the sticker you voted for, which is the No Shame in a Gain sticker. Paul?
I've got plans got them yet? For it.
Fuck's sake.
Where is it?
In development.
You really. Said that last
exciting
week.
Times.
Look, I'm having to fob people off with I Feel the Victoria.
You asked us to do this poll for a reason. We've done the poll for you.
And now I'm at work on the sticker, so everything's moving along nicely.
From what I can see, you're putting letters on a yellow background. Now fucking do it. I don't know what else you need to do. Sorry.
Right, get in touch with us, your name and address. We'll add you to Paul's list, and Paul will be posting these out
personally. Yeah, absolutely right.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight.
Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, let's move on to our next update, and it's from Victoria.
So it appears that I am very much doing a 5-2 diet, as in Monday to Friday, most of the time, I am sticking to a plan, sticking to a diet, calorie counting, doing really well, feeling really good, motivated, on it, nothing can stop me. And then it gets to the weekend and I spend it with my boyfriend and it all just goes to shit. And I eat whatever, drink whatever, and not log a single calorie. So when I stepped on the scales this morning, I saw the exact same weight that I have seen now for the past 3 weeks. But I have got a few problems with this as well. So I have got a very busy week next week, and I don't know how much that is going to affect my eating. The week after, it's when bars are back open inside, and I have booked to go to Turtle Bay for bottomless brunch with my best friend.
Woohoo!
So calories are not counting. It's also my dad's birthday, and again, going out for food because we couldn't do that last year. And then the week after that, I am away for a week in Northumberland on a holiday. So is there any point, really, changing what I'm doing now? Because I'm very much enjoying this 5-2 diet, I must admit. So maybe I'll start properly again first week of June.
We need a sticker. Resume in June.
See, I've written down just wait until June. Hashtag resume in June or hashtag just wait till June.
Resume in June. Yes.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you ladies are on board with me for this because I really thought that I was going to get a lot of shit, but I don't think I am, am I?
Well, here comes the shit. Another maintain or in the Secret World of Swimming Clubs talk, another £2 on this week, Victoria.
Honestly, you know the rules.
I laughed as soon as I stepped on the scales and I saw that number. I just laughed. I thought, there is no way that I'm going to believe that I've done this for the third week in a row.
Now, question, are you not going to group to be weighed anymore?
Yes,
did that last 1 week?
Well, do you know what? Funny you should say that, because I actually dreamt last night that I went back to group and they fined me £50. So I had a massive row with them and then refused to ever go again.
Well, at least we know it's on your conscience.
I know, but I don't know if it was on because of bank holiday. So
it
I don't
was.
Know, actually.
Sorry,
no, I'm not actually going to be able to go now anyway because my circumstances have changed. So I am just going to stick to home scales and just do that, which you know, is fine. It's worked for me for months. But I did step on this morning just to check that they were still working okay, and I have lost a pound.
Well, as we heard earlier in this very podcast, the difference between your scales at home and Slimming World is £13.
Well, no, they're not, though. Not for me, are they? I've proved this. But yeah, I'm very much doing a 5-2 diet at the moment, and it's working
really
well
for me. That's
not what
the 5-2 diet is, Victoria.
Yeah, sounds I think right, it is. Though. I'm putting my own little spin on it, Victoria, little spin. It's great.
It's good, though, but this is a good, like, when we all get to Target, which seems even further away
it
now.
Does, doesn't it?
When we all get to Target, this is a good way to live. Healthy week, shit weekend.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's such a difference though, because sometimes, like in the week, I can lose like 2 or 3 pounds. So, like by Friday, I've lost, you know, 2-3 pounds, and then come Monday, it's like all back on again.
Yeah. Easy.
So, yeah, but it's just balance, isn't it? Just all about
just balance. Great. Word.
Find a group where you can weigh. I used to go to one on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, this
was
loads.
The best.
Yes.
Saturday
well, this
morning.
Is my point. Can I swap my days around? Like, am I allowed to do that?
Yeah,
are
find a group that does Saturday mornings. Yeah.
Can I do that with the podcast though? Are you going to allow that?
It doesn't matter what producer Paul says. We can fit it into your life, darling. If you want to go on a Saturday morning and then just update us on the next podcast episode, that's absolutely fine.
Oh, guys. Oh, I really thought I'd have to argue my case here because I did actually ask people to give me their suggestions on how I can argue this, but I don't think I need to, do I?
You don't need to, darling. Just you do that.
Paul would like you to send him the personal update so he doesn't have to search through the old Instagrams, of course. Yeah. Send him it personally. Bob's your uncle. Yeah, Saturday mornings, I always feel very popular. I've been to a group like that before when I've missed my normal group back in the day of groups.
Yeah.
And they're queuing out the door. Because you know, and it's before breakfast, and then everyone just runs on to eat.
This is great. But I've got to now decide, so do I weigh myself again this Saturday? So I'm actually weighing twice in a week, or do I skip a week and weigh?
You've got
to weigh.
Yeah, I'd say weigh.
Damn it. Okay, all right. That's the price I'll pay. If it means I can switch my days and I have to weigh twice in a week, that's fine.
Living your best life there, darling. The bottomless brunch is...
Oh, buzzing for that.
So
gel. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. But, haven't been for 2 years. Oh.
For 2 years? Listen to the shitting state we're living in, guys.
Last time I went was my 30th. Just turned 32. Unbelievable.
Oh, my God, you're Victoria. So old now. Sorry. You really are.
But you've only got a two-hour window. So I'm thinking skip the food and just keep bringing the cocktails. Just, you know, keep them coming. That's my
path. I hate a bottomless brunch with rules.
Yeah.
Just keep it bottomless, guys.
Yeah, literally keep it coming.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm having a great time at the moment, and I've got nice month ahead of me, so it's fine.
So half a stone. That's my prediction.
Yeah. Resume in June.
Resume in June.
Every week we take nominations for a hero. This is someone who's gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. Chloe sent this one in. I was listening to last week's podcast and a random memory came into my head. I went into Asda once and they had lots of elusive yellow sticker bargains in the bakery. I was feeling shit that day and I thought, fuck it, and bought two trays of the 12 chocolate donuts for 30 pence.
Wow.
I was chuffed until I got to the till. The till lady asked me when I was due, referring to my stomach. Yes, she thought I was pregnant. I wasn't, nor have I ever been.
Oh, God.
So what did I do? Well, I panicked. I went along with it.
Oh,
I told
no!
her a due date, the gender, the lot. When actually I'd just eaten too many chicken nuggets and become a fat fuck. I even made a joke about eating for two when the only two people eating these donuts were me and my inner goddess.
Oh, my God. Because the emotion in your head while all that's going on, because you initially there's a real, oh, my God, I'm gutted. Somebody thinks I'm pregnant and I'm not. And then to style it out and go along with it, to be the hero of the week.
Joy of having two trays of 12 chocolate donuts. I mean, the joy that you would feel having that. It is a roller coaster. It really is.
It really is.
On the other hand, when you're fat and you are pregnant and nobody likes to ask if you are.
Oh, because you're already just fat. In case.
Yeah. Had that before too. If you want to nominate yourself for Hero of the Week, we are at Secret Slim Pod on our socials. Right, it's time for the last update and it's from me.
So any calories consumed after weighing, and I have weighed today, don't count, which means that I weighed in before I went to McDonald's for breakfast and before I have made myself a roast for lunch with halloumi. Because who doesn't want to eat cheese? Maybe slightly hungover from yesterday. Anyway, have weighed, and despite the fact my hairdresser cut 2 pounds of hair out of my hair on Saturday, I have not lost 2 pounds. And that's even despite the fact that I have dieted for like 3 whole days this week. I have had a loss though. I've lost a pound this week. Go figure. So I'm happy with that. I'll try harder next week. Now I'm going to go and eat your Twix.
Wow.
Oh, I love this, Katie. I love it.
I think, actually, I was still pissed when I did that. When I look back, I woke up on, was it Sunday morning, with the world's worst hangover.
Oh, like, no.
Was it Sunday? What were you drinking? I'm not drunk now, I promise. Red wine.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd been watching the programme and it just made me really fancy red wine. And I've not had red wine for ages. So I bought two bottles. I bought a Pinot Noir and I bought Merlot. I did the Merlot on Friday. And then I did it's just a weekend of wine. And then I did the other one on Sunday into Monday. Well, Jesus Christ. Like, honest to God, the wine hangover, I'd forgotten about those the next day. And then I'd cook the roast and then I thought, well, I'll have a glass of wine. And then I thought, oh, shit, I need the Slim Pod story. So I did one of those as well. I pickled myself this weekend. I think that's the best way of describing it.
Pickles are not fat, so you're good.
How were the donuts that you shared on stories yesterday, Katie?
Project D Donuts are like in the East Midlands based, and they pop up in different places.
Amazing.
Well, they popped up in the leisure centre car park of my children where I took them for swimming lessons.
Oh my God.
Like, came out the first
it's
lot
a
of
sign.
It was. Yeah. I came out the first lot of swimming lessons, and I said to myself, right, if they're still there by the time I come back for the second lot of swimming lessons, well, fuck it, I'm buying myself some donuts. Went back away and she was just packing away, but I got them for a bargain price.
Oh, even better.
I swear to God, the Bueno donut didn't even touch the sign.
Oh,
the thing is,
so
you gave the universe the chance to not let you have those. Yeah. And it chose to let you have them
exactly.
cheap.
So I actually used to live opposite where that swimming pool is. So I'm so glad that I don't live there anymore, because I think I would literally be over there, over the road multiple times throughout the day, I think, just stocking up. But they are amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a week of donuts. That's all I can say.
Somebody remembered. Let's remind you, somebody, I've got a WhatsApp message telling me they're joining me for no sugary shit.
Look,
in May.
I agreed with that when I was drunk off the back of your last diet suggestion.
You were quick to agree.
Is,
I was so excited.
Yeah, I was a bit suspicious myself. I'm not going to lie.
So halloumi, hangover hair, all the H's.
All
it's
the
been
H's.
A hell of a week.
Yeah, well, and I've started logging again today, so.
Are you back on CC?
Yeah.
For one day?
I wonder if you're going to do more than 3 days this week, though. That's the question.
Yeah, the aim is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Katie, the power of one day at a time, sweetheart. One day at a time.
Now on to the least supported diet partner nominations. Today's has come in from Jodie Ann Saunders. She says, can I nominate my partner for least supported diet partner? He went and proposed on Saturday night. And since then, we've been eating like it's my last day on earth. As we can't celebrate properly, I've eaten and drunk 2 cakes, 3 glasses of champagne, 2 glasses of red wine, and topped it all off with buttery bread, steak and chips, and full fat crisps.
If I knew that's what you got for your engagement, I'd really be encouraging you.
Also, once I said yes to the proposal, I started crying and genuinely said, if I'd known you were going to propose, I would have got dessert.
Well, congratulations.
Amazing.
On the ring, the engagement, your
the
future,
food,
full fat crisps,
oh,
the steak,
the buttery bread. Oh,
the buttery bread,
time.
Yeah. Oh,
what
my God.
Time.
Well done. What a day.
Before we crown Slimmer of the Week, let's get some more of your stories.
Katie King says, 1.5 pounds away from losing a stone this year. That's one of the 2 stones I lost last year and then put 1.5 back on. However, the first time back to the pub is this Saturday, and it will be Star Week. So close, yet so far. Already given up. Already given up, Katie.
Hattie says, let me tell you why home scales
don't
count. I've been weighing myself sporadically just to keep an eye on things. I've been mostly off plan since November due to having a stroke and put the 3 stone I lost back on. Anyway, it was saying 15 stone 12 for ages. I got on the scales naked and it said 15 stone 6. And I thought,
hey!
Fuck me. Call me Gertrude. I've lost 6 pounds in 4 days. So I spent the day being smug and telling everyone. Then the day after, I weighed myself again and the scales said 16 stone. I had gained 8 pounds in less than 24 hours. My boyfriend got on to an 8-pound loss for him. Little bastard.
My,
my group doesn't open until 19th of May, and I'm not sure I trust my own scales anymore.
They're faulty. Oh,
that is an emotional roller coaster as well, isn't it, really?
Oh, my God, is it
wow.
ever?
Wow.
Is it ever? Home scales, guys, don't
count when you've lost weight.
And Julie Helliwell says, moving into a new stone bracket wasn't as exciting as I thought it would be. Although I hadn't expected it to be a higher stone bracket.
Oh, no.
The diet starts now, or Monday maybe.
Oh, no, that's not an exciting new stone bracket. Never mind.
Oh, no.
On the plus side, it won't take that much effort to get back down again.
Sure.
If it's 16-1, 16. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll soon say 15 again.
15, 13 before you know.
Yeah. And a half. You got yourselves an exclusive No Shame in a Gain sticker. Right, it's time to crown this week's Slimmer of the Week. Jo was our Slimmer of the Week last week.
Much deserved.
I can't remember why now, though. I know it was producer
Paul chose
but
it because I was the only one trying. No, Joe was our inspiration because we went off the rails.
Oh shit, yeah. Nothing's really changed, has it?
If I remember last week's episode correctly, you both apologised to me and called me an inspiration.
I don't think that's what happened. I think you're dreaming about that like I'm dreaming about
I'll have to listen back. Well, I have lost weight this week. I've lost a pound, Joe, and I've lost a pound. And I was very enthusiastic for your new idea for a diet. I've not started it just yet.
Only because you were drunk.
But I was following her last plan, Victoria. I wasn't hungry. I was just thirsty. Thirsty for the wine. So I followed all of Joe's advice in the last week. And look where it's got me, a pound off. Inspiration.
Sure. Imagine how much you'd have lost if you hadn't have eaten 5 million donuts.
Which was not part of any plan.
Victoria? Part of my plan too. I just think I've done really well maintaining for 3 weeks in a row. I think that is a skill in itself. And I think I should be rewarded for that.
Firstly, no one believes you've maintained for 3 weeks in a row. Sadly, for you, home scales don't count. So neither of you really deserve it because none of you are going back to group yet. I still don't have a group to go to. Not my own fault. But as you have actually lost a pound, allegedly.
Yay! But she let you down. She said that she was going to do something and she didn't do it.
But you know what, Victoria? A good friend.
At least I was honest. I said, no shit, no way is that happening. At least I was honest with you.
Well, that is true. However, Katie does get the sash.
Yay!
She is Slimmer of the Week. Take the Slimmer of the Week basket home.
Well, do you know what, Joe? I hope you lose on extra portions and you have to eat the biscuit.
Rich tea biscuit. A dry rich tea biscuit. You may or may not agree with us. So you might want to nominate yourself for Slimmer of the Week. Get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.